Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Palestinian Authority president told the United States Secretary of State that Jews cannot go up onto the Temple Mount. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, he came in this week, and Winky, how did that conversation go between all the parties and the Secretary of State?
For us, speaking in Israeli, the most important part was the fact that he indicated that the United States did not want, and many of the European nations did not want, the forthcoming aid to help Gaza get itself back together again to go through Hamas, which is what Israel has been saying for the past 20 years almost, that if you simply allow Hamas to effectively rule the Gaza Strip, they will be taking huge amounts of these foreign aid contributions and donations and build rockets and underground tunnels and hideouts for their leaders.
I understand that President of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, is saying that the ceasefire includes the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and he says that would then mean that Jews are not allowed up onto the Temple Mount. What are your thoughts about that statement coming from Abbas?
Well, to be generous, I think it's silly. I can tell you that this past week, over 800 Jews, and I'm talking about observant Jews, that keep a special route around the perimeter of the Temple Mount compound so as not to stray into the more sacred portions, which observant Jews feel we are not allowed to enter at this time, were up on the Temple Mount. At the present moment, we have a status quo. It means that Jews can visit, they can't pray. When we mean pray, we talk about a public prayer. We don't talk about people murmuring to themselves various psalms or other prayers so as not to be that provocative, even though with Mr. Abbas, he thinks we have dirty feet that defile the Al-Aqsa Mosque, in his opinion.
Winky Medad with information about the Palestinian Authority president telling the American Secretary of State that Jews must not be allowed onto the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The United States Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, visited Israel this last week, meeting with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. The purpose of Blinken's trip, to make sure that the ceasefire stays in place. However, when the agreement calls for no Jews on the Temple Mount, there will be trouble. That was foretold by the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 1, verses 14 to 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...